Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 86. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with the Colorado Bureau of Investigations, says they continue to work on the case regarding the Marion County record, where according to the owner of the Marion County record, they say court documents appear to clear the newspaper of any wrongdoing. KSN News reports that the update is with the ongoing investigation regarding the raiding of the newspaper's offices back on August 11th of 2023, where they seized equipment and personal cell phones. According to the police chief at the time, Gideon Cody, he says he was investigating whether the newspaper committed identity theft or other crimes and accessing local restaurant owners' state driving records. But according to the newspaper now, they say that they have been cleared after showing an email where they had emailed the general counsel for the Kansas Department of Revenue asking if it would violate the law to release that information, in which the response from the KDOR was it would not violate the law. Good America Network News.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The mobile company of T-Mobile says that many customers across portions of northeast Kansas were experiencing a loss of service as of yesterday afternoon. As KSNT News reports that Lyons County Emergency Communications Center posted their social media saying that local residents may be experiencing some issues if they have T-Mobile service, as T-Mobile is investigating the problem that was impacting many of the customers across Lyons, Chase, and Osage counties. The company did send out a release saying that if you would like to troubleshoot the issue on your own from the loss of service, that you can do so by going to the T-Mobile website for instructions, and you can also report service outages by going to their website as well. In other news, good news for those in Jefferson County, after local lake boat ramps will soon be opening again after they were closed temporarily for increase in water levels. As they say, with the increase in rainfall, the lake's water levels have spiked nearly 12 feet above their normal levels. And after being closed for a week and a half due to floodwaters, they expect to open up the ramps by Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johns. And every year the state allows counties to raise their budgets by 2.5%. But with the supermajority vote, they can also raise their budget by another 1%. And it's that 1% that's causing issues for the Hall County Board of Commissioners, who have not been able to secure the supermajority vote needed for that extra 1% budget increase. And it became a hot topic when the discussion of raises for law enforcement officials came before the board. Commissioner Gary Quant made the motion to give a 9% raise for the first year and 6% for the following 2 years, which was voted down. Quant said the whole process frustrated him and fellow Commissioner Karen Breadthauer. Fourth District Commissioner Pamela Lancaster had this to say to KSNB Local 4.
As a negotiations tool, we had said that, yes, those were one of the terms that we discussed with the union. Yes, we would like to offer this, but we can offer it if we have, in fact, the funds to do so.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Fair continues. KNDY will air 4-H reports throughout the day, as well as live reports from the fairgrounds this afternoon and this evening. Putt-putt, inflatables, and games will be featured this evening, with the livestock sale scheduled at 7, dueling pianos on the tennis courts at 8:30. Saturday wraps up the Washington County Fair with plenty of activities, according to Fair Board President Trevor Klipp.
Saturday morning, our big show will be the Round Robin Showmanship Competition at 9 o'clock. That basically rounds out all of our, livestock-termed shows and activities. But then Saturday is our last big night for entertainment, obviously. We will be bringing back a favorite of the county, and that would be the Moto Rodeo. Mm-hmm. So we will be bringing that to our rodeo arena. The check-in and prelims will be starting at around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And then we will have the parade at 6. And then after the parade, then we'll start with competition with the Moto Rodeo in the arena there. Plenty of food options. Saturday night, our highlighted option is the KLA and Kansas Cattle Women of Washington County ribeye steak meal. So that'll be Saturday evening. But then also J6 Enterprises will be sponsoring the Travis Gibson Band. They're going to be putting on a concert from us there at the fairgrounds from 8:30 to midnight. So really looking forward to having Travis Gibson here. And J6 Enterprises, the ones that are sponsoring him to bring him here to the fair. So we want to reach out to them and thank them and be appreciative for bringing some good entertainment in for us. And we definitely look forward to that to round out our Saturday evening and obviously the last day of fair events to technically close it as hopefully a very successful 150th year.
Again, join KNDY for live reports from the Washington County Fair. The annual Pawnee County Fair continues with a horse show Friday, Fun Zone, and Rodeo this evening. Saturday includes Round Robin and the livestock sale with a Sunday tractor pull in Pawnee City. The annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids is in full swing Friday, continuing through Tuesday.
Thursday the 18th. It'll go through Tuesday evening the 23rd. Well, Friday is all the entries come in between 4:30 and 8 o'clock. The livestock all has to be on the ground between 2 and 6. And then that evening we have the dog show and a ranch rodeo starting at 7. Saturday starts off the morning with the swine show at 8 a.m. And all entries for all other open class things need to be in by 9. And the judging starts at 10. And then 5 to 9 we got inflatables. 5:30 is bucket calf practice. 7 o'clock is the figure eight race out in the arena. And 8 o'clock is open mic on the bandstand there, the stages. Sunday morning starts off at 8 a.m. with the 10K Barnyard Boogie uptown on the circle. 8 a.m. also, the beef show starts and the rabbit show. The bucket calf show will follow the beef show. And then at 1 p.m. is table setting contest. 5 p.m. is car show, or 1 to 5 is the car show, and then they'll get dismissed to go up to the parade if they want to go through the parade at 6. The model rocket shoot-offs at 3 p.m. Again, we have the inflatables from 5 to 9. 6 o'clock's the parade, and if you want to enter and haven't contacted anybody yet, show up at 6th and Chestnut, and they'll put you in line up there, be there about 5:30. Marshall County Arts Corporation is putting on the Battle of the Bands at 7:30. Pedal tractor pull and watermelon feeds at 8 o'clock. And also something new coming in this year, the Yamaha Marshall Evergy Blue Stem Electric. They're putting on a demonstration on the hazards of power lines and farm equipment. That will be sometime around noon.
Bob Lindquist is Marshall County Fair Board President. KNDY will begin reports this weekend, continuing through Tuesday from the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. An incident at the Marysville City Pool after hours Saturday was traced to Logan Mize, who performed earlier that evening at the Skyfest event. His photo with the Marysville Police Department is included in a video on his social media site. Authorities have confirmed he was involved. No charges have been filed as yet. Concerns were also raised on social media by the pool manager. She'd contacted police after beer cans and other trash were found left behind at the pool. Apparently, someone had climbed the fence and released an emergency gate. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County July 8th. Joy Schmitz, age 70, of Baileyville, lost control on D Road just south of 192nd and struck an embankment. She and a passenger were transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Another workday is planned Saturday for the Marshall County Habitat for Humanity build with the John and Amber Schreiner family south of Frankfort at 2234 Bobcat Lane. All skill levels welcome. Come and go as you can. For information, contact Robin Rose, 785-556-2040. Marshall County Commissioners will move Monday morning's meeting to the Marshall County Fairgrounds beginning at 8:30 a.m. inside the 4-H Achievement Center. Martin Weber, age 86, of Barnes, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Martin Weber. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a Polish dog, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Capri blend, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue as we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then scattered showers may continue throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers still into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers may continue early Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still a chance for some rain showers into Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny and a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Then scattered showers Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17. 62 with sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 19th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections in downtown Marysville, Christmas comes twice a year. From July 13th until the 21st, stop in for the yearly Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere. Find over 250 all-new ornaments. Pick up your pre-ordered ornaments or simply start the holiday shopping. Receive a free ornament when you purchase a keepsake ornament and rack up holiday bonus points all week long. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
During Hallmark's Keepsake Ornament Premiere, July 13th through the 21st.
I'm Christine Lisi. SEC Media Days wrapping up today with the final four league members in the spotlight, Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and Texas A&M. Former legendary Alabama coach Nick Saban, now an analyst with ESPN, stole the show with his analysis this week. The seven-time national championship-winning coach made a headline by picking Georgia and Texas to play for the conference title this season. Longhorns coach Steve Sarkisian, feeling pretty good about his team's upcoming first year in the SEC, believes the roster is set up for success. He called the group the most talented team they've had. ESPN college football reporter Pete Thamel.
I think Texas is really well prepared to be a high-end SEC team immediately upon entering the league. Give Steve Sarkisian credit. He has leveraged NIL. He has leveraged the natural resources of Texas to put that program in position where they're now sending double-digit guys to the draft. They had two of the best defensive tackles in college football last year. Texas is loaded. They've had NIL in place there for a while, and they've really done a great job leveraging all the local resources to get the program right and ready for this jump.
Last season, Texas went 12-2, won the Big 12 championship, was the third seed in the college football playoff. According to multiple reports, the WNBA would receive about $200 million per year as part of the NBA's recently approved media rights deals. The new number, though, still concerns WNBA Players Union Executive Director Terry Jackson. Said she feels the WNBA is being undervalued at $2.2 billion over 11 years, with popularity of the sport at an all-time high. The league's had record attendance and viewership this year heading into the Olympic break. In the latest FIFA rankings released today, Copa America winner Argentina still at one. Euro winner Spain's up to three. Fourth is England. The United States eliminated at Copa America in the group stage, down five spots to 16.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors' eyes on Microsoft and CloudStrike as they work to resolve a global internet outage that's knocked computer systems offline worldwide. This coming after the Dow shed more than 500 points on Thursday, ending a six-day streak of gains as investors shift to stocks expected to benefit from an anticipated Federal Reserve interest rate cut later this year. The NASDAQ and S&P each fell less than 1%. Amazon reporting a new Prime Day record, $14.2 billion, according to Adobe Analytics. That's 11% better than last year's Prime Day. Hyundai recalling 67,000 vehicles over software errors and equipment failures. The software error in 2024 Santa Fe's can cause them to roll away, even when shifted into park, while Hyundai Genesis G70s, Elantras, Konas, and Velosters, going all the way back to the 2019 model year, have fuel pumps that can fail and lead to a loss of power. Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Kyle's Service Center invites everyone to come out July 15th through the 21st. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From all of us at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City, proud to support our community.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
We come up with a bunch of economists weighing in on the biggest headwinds and opportunities for the ag economy in the months ahead, and they don't come up with anything more than we do. We know it's not the greatest thing in the world to be in the farming business when you've got the crop prices going the direction that they have the last few weeks. And And so they, out of the clear blue, suggest that we're going to have a tough time making money with grain. And I wonder how much schooling that they had to have to come up with that. But anyway, crop prices retreating more rapidly than input costs has them concerned. Is it, well, it not nearly as much as those of us who have actual dollars involved. I think I'll drop it for that and let you know that they think the cattle deal is going to be pretty doggone good. We've been talking about that for a good long time. Flooding across the Midwest, folks, may take some corn out of the business of oversupply. New estimates showing that there's a bunch of acres underwater. We've got flooding going on Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska. The Mississippi River is facing flood threats. The high waters and floods are suffocating fields, causing damage. There's a crop consultant that says there might be a 500,000 to 1,000,000 corn acres underwater that won't make it. And if that's the case, we're going to lose almost 10%, friends, of our crop with just too much water. And I hate to say it, probably help the grain market a little, but not enough to supply the loss that the farmers have. And I feel sorry for you folks. See you on the next TechLine Report, everybody.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Japanese beetles damage cornfields as larvae and adults by aggressively feeding on corn silks. Jeff Whitworth, K-State crop entomologist, says these beetles have been establishing themselves in Kansas for a long time, noting that their effects can be felt in a variety of crop fields, but especially corn.
They have moved into Kansas probably in the last 10, 12 years, and they've moved in with a vengeance. Now they're probably pretty well established all the way to the eastern two-thirds of the state. And by well established, I mean they have pretty good larval strongholds where the larvae are feeding, and then the adults come out, and the adults... The thing about the Japanese beetle, they have a wide host range, so they get into a lot of the ornamental or the horticultural plants first, anything that's flowering or fruiting. At the time when the adults emerge, the adults will feed on. But in agriculture, or as far as our crops go, there can be, and they have been, a problem, at least causing concern in corn and soybeans.
He shares the Japanese beetle's feeding habits in cornfields.
As far as corn goes, and that's usually the crop that we have most concern with, because they'll feed on the silks. So if the sweet corn or field corn or whatever it is just putting out silks, just starting to tassel, the adult Japanese beetles will find them and they start feeding. The adults will feed 2 or 3 days and then they'll leave and they'll go lay eggs. Then they will come back and they'll feed some more. And they'll do this for, 30 to 60 days. The thing is, during that period of time, the silks are maturing also. So once those silks accept pollen and start to turning a little bit brown, they're no longer acceptable to the adult Japanese beetles.
Whitworth explains the importance of determining where the beetles reside in a field before an insecticide application.
Hold off, make sure it's over the whole field, make sure you're sampling the whole field, and it's not just on one edge of the field. If it is and it's to the point where you think the plants aren't going to pollinate if they're corn, or they're going to actually kill the plant as far as soybeans go, you can spray. There's several different insecticides that work pretty well, and you might just get by with spraying one round or two rounds on the side of the field where the larvae were produced. But the key to controlling Japanese beetles is to find where those larvae were. So wherever those adults go to lay eggs, that's where they're going to be the rest of the summer, the fall, and the winter, and come out next year.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on how the Japanese beetle disrupts corn production in Kansas. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a farm machinery auction for Hammett Farm Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m. at the farm southwest of Marysville. selling a combine, tractors, machinery, stock trailers, pickups, and tools, to include a 2003 Case IH Axial Flow Combine, two 20-foot IH Case Combine headers with trailers, Case IH 9270 tractor, John Deere 4630 tractor, John Deere 4630 tractor, Westendorf loader, John Deere 4430 tractor, Oliver 1755 tractor, hydraulic three-point blade, planter, disc, drill, field cultivator, ripper, round baler, stock trailers, include a 2024-foot Titan stock trailer, 98 Titan 20-foot stock trailer, selling several pickups plus tools, including log chains, lots of scrap iron, riding lawnmowers, 150 railroad ties, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Hammond Farm, Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m., just west of 828 Pheasant Road, Marysville. Holmstead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Pepper season is here, and whether you like them spicy or mild, we will share some tips on making the most of your harvest on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 19th, the 201st day of the year. Writer A.J. Cronin was born on this day in 1896, and Frank Sinatra married actress Mia Farrow on this day in 1966. Garden peppers have been soaking up the midsummer sun and will soon be harvesting more than we know what to do with. And here's even better news. There's nothing easier to freeze and keep for the months ahead. Whether you have green bell peppers or chili peppers, they can all be washed, cut up, and tossed directly into a freezer bag. No blanching or boiling needed. And here's how to handle unripened peppers if they're threatened by an early frost this fall. Dig up the entire plants, wash the roots, then hang upside down indoors. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more great gardening tips, visit almanac.com.
Show like a champion at any competition by stopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Turbo fans to keep livestock cool, daily hair and skin care products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all of the show day supplies for that first place finish. Valley Vet also has show apparel and fashionable options for the showmaster in your family. For the most complete line of horse and livestock supplies and show apparel, visit Valley Vet Supply in Marysville or find them online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
731 from KUDY, 65 and sunny this hour. Middle 80s on the high side today with a pleasant weekend for county fair activities. We'll continue in the middle 80s through at least midweek next week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball regular season schedules are being released as we get closer to the upcoming 2024 and 25 regular season, as Wichita State University has officially announced their upcoming season for both men's and women's basketball. As KSN News reports that the Shockers did announce that they will be playing six different conference teams at both home and away games, including teams with North Texas, Tulane, Alabama-Birmingham, Texas-San Antonio, Charlotte, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. The women's basketball team includes teams this year with Florida Atlantic, Rice, and South Florida, along with traveling to Memphis, Tennessee, Temple, and East Carolina. The bigger schools across the state, including Kansas State and KU, have also released their schedules, with Kansas State set to kick off their season against George Washington on November 22nd. The Jayhawks start off October 29th against Washburn University. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A high schooler from the state of Kansas is officially bringing home the trophy for the national championship on the 2024 USA High School Clay Target League National Championship Competition. As KSNT News reports that Brody Lennington from Cedar Vale Dexter High School has been named the national champion after competing against more than 454 schools across the nation earlier this month in Mason, Michigan. Overall, Lennington scored a 97 in the qualifying round, with the second round tying with 14 other competitors with a perfect 100 score, then hitting 55 targets without a miss and taking the top spot to win the championship. At the same time, Hunter Prokish from Rock Creek High School in St. George up in the northeast portion of Kansas also placed seventh in the national championship. And Audrey Jones from Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita placing fifth in the female division. Overall in team competition, Chaparral High School placing third, Bishop Carroll placed fourth overall, and Cedar Vale Dexter High School placed fifth.
Wildcat fans, the Kingstein volleyball season will be here soon, and season tickets are on sale now.
It's always quite a dogfight here, especially in Manhattan.
Order yours today to see the Cats build on last year's performance, including five wins over ranked opponents. Prices start at just $75 each with a Wildcat 4-pack. Order by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com to secure a seat in Morgan Family Arena.
A must-win for the Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team. A zone tournament play continues this afternoon at Beloit. Marysville split with Beloit and Concordia in first-round play earlier this week and faces fourth seed Larned this afternoon at 3 in the four-team tournament. With a win, they could stay alive for a second game to follow.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn valuable life skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care, in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
KNDY.